Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Get in the freaking auto!
This is Brock and Saul.
Brock Huard is my hero.
Jay Buhner just punched me in the kidney.
Powered through the Alaska Airlines studio.
On Seattle Sports.
We're going to do you on the interview.
Doesn't really work that way, Sherm. This is a show that has my name on it.
It kind of does, though.
Brought to you by Simply Seattle.
Now here are your hosts, Brock Huard and Mike Salk.
Hello!
All right, final hour of our week here on Brock and Salk, Seattle Sports on 710salesports.com. Awesome night last night over at the ballpark. It was fun having G in here. And yeah, you guys all have G right. He is a high maintenance friend. There's no doubt. G is a high maintenance friend.
My goodness.
He is as high maintenance as I've ever had with a friend.
I'm starting to worry about spending the weekend with him.
He's very high maintenance. He's also a blast. And he was a ton of fun to hang out with in the pen yesterday when I did get over there and hung with him for, I don't know, half hour, 45 minutes. I had a really good time. His friends were great. So he's an interesting character, man. I don't know anybody really like him. And I'm glad that I do because he cracks me up. So that was fun last night. Also, I do want to say more. I'm serious. I'm thinking more about this. And I really think you deserve more credit than anything else. I'm not joking. Dead serious here for a moment. Seriously. Being present and in the moment with your friends rather than checking your phone all the time, fantastic, fantastic trait.
It's rare. Yeah.
Seriously. In this day and age, fantastic trait and something that you should be praised for significantly. That's awesome.
Thanks.
I mean it. Dead serious. No ulterior motive. I think that's awesome.
I just honestly feel
I would like to do more of that.
I can't find a time really to like feel like it's – I feel rude.
Yeah, no, I know. It is rude. And when I do it, I feel like I'm being rude, and then I just keep doing it, and that stinks. And when other people do it to me, I get annoyed about it. I'm like, oh, cool, just check your phone. Thanks a lot. And maybe the Apple Watch or whatever helps with some of that stuff, but I do think it is great. So
I'll have one of those.
Significant props to you. I think that is awesome. All right, let me we spent a ton of time on baseball today. We're going to do open phone lines in 30 minutes, so you guys will have an opportunity to weigh in on last night, on what you saw, etc. I thought I'd spend a couple of minutes.
Wish Betsy a happy birthday.
Certainly. Yeah. Betsy turning, 26 this year?
Right.
Is that right? 26?
That's right.
25, 26, something like that. Happy birthday to Betsy. No, I want to spend a couple minutes on this idea of Michael Penix and the Seahawks. Because you sent over the mock draft. This is Charles Davis, who did his mock draft. We love Charles. He was great when he was on the show. And he was clearly a Penix fan. But in his mock, he says Seahawks take him at 16. If you had told me that a couple of months ago, I would have said, yep, sounds good. Let's move on. Perfect. Seahawks get Penix. They got the quarterback of the future. Let's go. And you know what? If they do it at 16, I'm not going to be mad. Not even a little. You heard Bump say earlier he came in for Blue 88 today. Bumpus said that he thought that was a little early for Penix, that he's probably more of a late first-round guy, if I'm just putting some words in his mouth. But he really likes the player. And I guess there's that element of that just says, look, if John Schneider identifies Michael Penix and believes that he can be the quarterback of the future, then regardless of whatever else you need, if it's another offensive lineman, if it's the, you know, you need to trade back to get more, sure, those things are important. But they're not more important than your starting quarterback. They're not more important than getting a guy if you identify that he can be an elite franchise guy. I'm not saying to reach for him. I'm not saying take him just because. But if John Schneider does love him, and does take him at 16, what, you're going to criticize because he didn't get a guard? Look, I think guards are more important than the Seahawks have given them credit for, and I would like to see them spend more time, energy, money, draft picks, etc., trying to beef up an offensive line that's been subpar for a decade now. I'm certainly not going to be mad if they get, you know, Troy Faltano or anybody else in the first round, or if they trade back and get a couple of those guys. That's something they need. But there's nothing you need more than a franchise quarterback. And if you identify Michael Penix as being that guy and he's there at 16, take him. Don't wait. Don't field calls. Don't listen to anybody else who's saying anything other than, yep, you've got your guy, draft him. Now, if you don't feel that way, by all means, move on. Don't do it because you think you need to get a quarterback. They don't need to get a quarterback this year in the draft. I'd like them to get one. I would love so much for them to have identified somebody they love and go get him. And by the way, I think the fact that they traded for Sam Howell, tried to re-sign Drew Lock, and John even sort of intimated afterwards and hinted at the, you know, the fact that, hey, we weren't really going to be able to get one of the top guys in this draft. He didn't say those words, but that was kind of what I read out of what he said while he was at the meetings this past week and on Wyman and Bob. And I know they interviewed him yesterday. It's going to be on today's show. I think they taped with him. So I'm curious to hear if he says anything more about the quarterback position later today. And we'll, I'm sure, talk about that stuff on Monday. But I got to tell you, I don't get the sense that he's in love with Michael Penix enough to draft him at 16. I don't get that sense. Could he be smokescreen? Sure.
Yeah, I was like, would he tell? Would
no.
you?
No. Could he be? I mean, could he be fooling everybody? Could he be slow playing the whole thing? Absolutely. And if that's the direction he goes at 16, I am 100% all for it. I'm here for it. I think Penix is going to be a really interesting player in the NFL. And as I've said many times before, if there's one thing I trust John Schneider on, it's identifying a franchise quarterback and saying, that guy. I want him in particular to be my guy. And if he says it here, maybe he said it about J.J. McCarthy, but he couldn't get up high enough to get him. Maybe he said it about Daniels, but he couldn't get up high enough. I don't know exactly how John's feeling. Maybe he's thinking it about Bo Nix. It would surprise me. But if he drafts Bo Nix at 16, I'll take a deep breath because I haven't seen anything from Bo Nix that tells me he's going to be an elite franchise quarterback in the NFL. But again, my faith in John on that particular issue is high enough that I'll be like, all right, I'm on for this ride. And you guys know me. I don't feel that way about anything. I am not one of a, well, just trust the guy because he's in the position and you're not. Like, okay, well, then we might as well cancel sports radio. There's no reason to do what we do. In fact, don't be a sports fan and don't talk with your friends to second guess every decision they make. That's part of the fun of sports. But in this instance, John Schneider identifying a quarterback, I am open-minded to being along for the ride because I think he knows what he's doing in that regard. So
I completely agree. Where I'm at. I think, but we keep talking about how they don't have that second rounder, and it's just, it would just be so rare for them not to try to add some more picks. So if they do think like we really like this guy, we can't pass him up, and they take one there, that's where I almost see your scenario coming in. Like, they have to figure out someone they can trade or something, because I just don't see them taking a quarterback there and not having a pick till the third round.
Yeah, I don't either. Again, I don't necessarily see this happening, but if it does, that'll tell you even more. I mean, knowing what he's giving up in order to do it, knowing that he's giving up that thing he covets, right? Some of those middle, you know, second, third round picks. Yeah, I think that would be very, very, very telling.
So much of what is probably going into everybody's perception of who and how and what they're going to draft is based on 14 years of Pete Carroll being involved with it. It's like, do we throw all that out the window? Because how much of it was...
Good point. We don't know.
Was there?
We really don't know.
Yeah, but a lot of what we're judging with John Schneider is stuff he didn't do, but we heard about. Like, that he liked Patrick Mahomes, and that he liked Josh Allen.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
And drafted Russell Wilson and was kind of adamant about it and saying, no, we're going to take this guy. And I fully believe that was the right decision. And he brought a tremendous amount of success here to Seattle. So I don't know. I do think it's interesting, the idea that Penix has sort of moved back and now moving up in a lot of people's view. I don't know what it's going to finally end up on by the time we get to the draft here, less than a month away. I really like Penix's game. I love his arm. I love the accuracy. I think he does a lot of the things that NFL teams seem to care about. I think he is more athletic than maybe people thought, and he certainly showed that yesterday with the way he ran and the way he jumped and everything else. So if they go with Penix at 16, I'm on board. Do I think it's a little early? Probably. But would I be on board with it? Yes. If they trade back and get him, even better. If they were to somehow find a way to get him with an extra second-round pick, would that be ideal? Yes. Do I think it'll go that way? Probably not. But, I'm not done thinking about Michael Penix because I think he's a tremendous talent. All right, let me give you guys everything you need to know. It wasn't the only thing going on yesterday at Pro Day. Other guys had an interesting experience as well. It's been really busy on Montlake here for the past couple of weeks, so that's part of need to know, and then we'll grab some phone calls after that. Brock and Salk, CL Sports on 710CLSports.com.
You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
The Mariners Kids Club is 100% free and a great way to get your kids excited for a lifetime of Mariners baseball. Sign up online and your youngster will receive a Kids Club hat, access to early gate opportunities, discounts, and more. Go to mariners.com/kidsclub to join.
Massive. The Power of Pop Culture is Seattle's Museum of Pop Culture's newest exhibition featuring iconic artifacts from Batman, Star Wars, Barbie, and more. All throughout May, Washington residents receive special discounts on tickets and memberships. Tickets at mopop.org/makation.
Spring is here, and now is a great time to visit the incredible new showroom at Toyota of Kirkland. Right now, Toyota of Kirkland has over 400 new Toyotas in stock and on the way, including Camrys, RAV4s, Tacomas, Highlanders, 4Runners, and Tundras. Test drive one today and drive it home immediately. Let the team at Toyota of Kirkland take the hassle out of the car buying experience. Toyota of Kirkland will exceed your expectations in every way. Visit them today or shop online at toyotaofkirkland.com. O'Brien.
At Cantor Diamond, we're fourth generation diamond importers, saving you big on your diamonds. By appointment in our Tacoma office and globally by text and email, cantordiamond.com or on Instagram, K-A-N-T-O-R Diamond.
Need to know.
15 minutes past every hour with Brock and Salk.
Here's what you need to know. Up first.
It was so cool just being at the ballpark last night. Baseball returns, and that is the best news. Unfortunately, game didn't go maybe exactly the way you hoped it would. Luis Castillo didn't have his great stuff, gave up 4 runs in just 5 innings. The offense, remember when it was supposed to be all about, you know, taking it the other way? Well, they had a couple of hits like that, but also all 4 of their runs scored via the home run. Haniger with the blast early. Dylan Moore with a pinch hit job later.
Pitch. Swing on. High drive. Center field. Slicing away. Giddy up, baby! Gone! Debo! Dylan Moore, everybody, with a pinch hit. 2-run homer. It's now 5-2 in the 7th. Boston, way to start your 2024 season, big fella.
Yeah, that was kind of exciting when Demo did that. We were talking yesterday about how that's a guy who just comes up with random pinch hit home runs. You never really expect it, and all of a sudden, he connects and the ball goes pretty far. So good on him. Unfortunately, wasn't enough. The defense was pretty iffy yesterday all the way around. And so that did not help. Here's Scott Servais, who would like to see them be, I don't know, a little cleaner moving forward.
Ball down left field corner today. It turned into a triple, and Arias didn't get rid of the ball. Story is running really well down the line, and, you know, they got to have that internal clock set right, and, you know, both came back and got a big out after it, but little plays like that, you know, we certainly need to tighten up.
Yeah, they do need to tighten it up. This team cannot afford to play lousy defense. Remember, that was one of the things we talked about last year, is after all of the years of playing clean, they didn't play as clean a baseball last year as they needed to. It's one of those little things that's been kind of forgotten in a lot of the bigger narratives from last season. And I don't think the defense is going to be as good as it's been the last few years. That's one of those storylines we've been talking about leading up to this year. But I didn't think we'd necessarily see it the way we did in game one. Here's a positive take that maybe that's a good thing. Get that out of your way. Get that out of the way. And let it be seen so that it can be addressed, because you can't have Dominic Canzone casual route to the ball and kind of take it easy throw in when the guy's busting his butt for a triple. You can't have JP, unfortunately, take his eye off the ball. Whatever happened with that, maybe it was a bad hop, I don't know. But that's a double play that doesn't get turned that probably cost them a run. And what happened with Urias in the 9th inning, that didn't help either. So those are things they gotta play clean. Got to do better, or else being a kind of pitching-centric team doesn't work the way you want it to, though. We'll see it tonight. George Kirby on the hill gets the ball against Nick Pivetta in the Red Sox game 2 of 4 for this series.
Here's the second thing you need to know.
I did really enjoy the scene, though, just being back at the ballpark last night. Everything with Mitch Haniger was fantastic. Just seeing him back, the big smile on his face. Shannon nailed it earlier when she talked about the kind of presence that he has in that clubhouse. But it goes beyond that. There's a connection with these fans who have always taken to him, and he very clearly feels the same way back to them. Maybe some of that comes from the article that he penned a couple of years ago, the open letter. Maybe it's just how excited he is to be back in this town where he's had the most success in his career, but he sure felt the love.
It was great. Yeah, I look forward to this moment a lot, and it's good to be back in a Mariners uniform. I love playing in front of our fans here at T-Mobile, and it's a really special place to play, and I've been, you know, extremely grateful they brought me back, and it's a lot of fun.
So that was cool. Cool moment. And then, of course, because he's just been on absolute fire this entire spring, he did exactly what he's been doing since he got here in Arizona.
First pitch swung on, hit to right field. Got some carry. O'Neill going back, looking up. Goodbye! Mitch Haniger, hey now, welcome back to Seattle. A two-run homer with two outs here in the fourth, and the Mariners are on the board for the first time here in 2024. It's now 3-2 Boston. Haney with a low line drive screamer out of the ballpark into the lower right field stand.
Pretty cool. Pretty cool to see. Great to see Nelson Cruz last night as well. Still a little confused about what happened with that first pitch, but ultimately, great moment with he and Felix, and then him signing the one-day contract to officially retire as a Mariner.
Here's the third thing you need to know.
Over at UW, as I said, they did have the workouts yesterday, pro day. Michael Penix did a great job, and Field Yates says with him running as well as he did, with him jumping as well as he did, and everything that's sort of been building around him, it's going to be an interesting race to see who's the fifth quarterback taken.
Michael Penix Jr., I would say, helped confirm that as we evaluate the race for the fifth quarterback in the draft, it's a two-quarterback race between he and Bo Nix. And it's going to come down to what a team prefers within a quarterback style of play. But if you're a team that wants to run a ton of play action passing, drop back, give your quarterback some time and space to throw, Michael Penix Jr. is the ideal pick for that team that might be somewhere as early as the top 15 picks.
Yeah, so that's, it's a lot at stake here as we head towards the draft. Also, Pat Chun introduced yesterday to the media as the new athletic director at Washington, and answered questions certainly about the last year or so and what it was like being on the other side of this. He says that it wasn't personal.
Well, I think we were fighting with everybody in college athletics, so it's not one in particular. You know, I look at the last 6 months as just another experience to help shape me. I told the group, one of my most vivid memories of last August is, you know, it's one of the joys of being in the industry we're in. You know, we gathered all our student athletes and, you know, I told them, hey, we need to take a page out of your book. Life is 10% what happens, 90% how you react to it. You've been coached to take it play by play, game by game, practice by practice. And, I look at the last few months more of, wow, what incredible work Washington State and Oregon State did to position themselves.
There's a lot of talking in there. I'm not sure I fully understand exactly what it is he's saying. That's everything you need to know. Quarter past every hour here on the Brock and Salk Show. All right. Hey, Justin, did you say that there was a different call, the TV call of the Haniger home run?
Yeah, I was actually just going to play that if you hadn't heard it
yet. Yeah, I was hoping you would. Apparently, we're simpatico right now. Will you play that for me? I wanted to hear it.
Yeah, so it was came at a time when Felix Hernandez was up in the Root Sports booth. It was really great. And Aaron Goldsmith was asking him all about his pitches, and it led into the moment that Haniger hit the home run.
Do you think right now, if you picked up a baseball, you could throw a changeup,
yeah,
get the action on it?
100%. Here we go.
Haniger.
Here we go.
Out to right.
For Mitch, man. Golly. Great guy.
That's cool.
Golly.
I feel like a little kid, man. He gets so excited.
Like we talk about, JP loves baseball, and he does. They all do in their own way.
Yep.
Felix has a different kind of love and energy for it, because there are times when you're like, he could not look less interested.
Yeah.
And then there are times when he could not look more fired up for something that I'm not fired up about. So what happened? What am I missing?
I don't know.
How everybody views and experiences the game from your position you grew up playing. It's different, and also like what makes it so much fun.
He gets excited about it once every 5 days, essentially. Like, okay, hey, it's time to log it in again. Yeah. All right, let's open them up. Phone lines open, 866-979-3776. Your reaction to getting to see this Mariner team in action for the first time. What did you think of last night? What did you think of Nelson Cruz? What did you think of Felix coming out? What did you think of the game? Luis Castillo not on his not his best last night. The offense manages
reviews.
Couple of home runs. Yes, if you were if you got a chance to sample the double Mitch Witch, I'm certainly happy to chat about it with you. I certainly loved mine. If you want to talk Penix, you want to talk Seahawks, you want to talk Kraken, who are again now winning, which you don't really need them to do at this point. So hey, let's hear from you guys. This is your chance to talk about whatever you want. 866-979-3776. A lot of mighty people on the text machine. Do any of them want to call up and talk about whatever it is they're upset about? We'll see. Probably not. Never do. 866-979-3776. Your call's next on Brock and Salk.
Massive. The Power of Pop Culture is Seattle's Museum of Pop Culture's newest exhibition, featuring iconic artifacts from artists Beyonce, Nirvana, and more. Planning a trip to Washington? Make sure to include MoPop in your itinerary. Tickets and info at mopop.org.
Cantor Diamond is the only professional office for diamonds and diamond jewelry. Meet us in our professional Tacoma offices by appointment or globally by phone, email, Instagram at KANTOR Diamond. Truly the best diamond prices, bestdiamondprice.com.
You're free now, free to stream beyond your wildest dreams, free to be everything you imagine and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber, your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability, service in select locations only.
Spring is here, and now is a great time to visit the incredible new showroom at Toyota of Kirkland. Right now, Toyota of Kirkland has over 400 new Toyotas in stock and on the way, including Camrys, RAV4s, Tacomas, Highlanders, 4Runners, and Tundras. Test drive one today and drive it home immediately. Let the team at Toyota of Kirkland take the hassle out of the car buying experience. Toyota of Kirkland will exceed your expectations in every way. Visit them today or shop online at toyotaofkirkland.com. O'Brien.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to Brock and Salk.
Powered through the Alaska Airlines Studio.
On Seattle Sports and the Seattle Sports app.
Well, this should get you ready for your weekend. It's going to be beautiful. Weather starting to turn already. And then both tomorrow and Sunday look absolutely gorgeous. So hopefully you're getting a chance to get down to the ballpark and just be outside and enjoy an actual spring, dry spring here in Seattle. Whenever it happens, it is unique and awesome, and I just love it. So, all right, 866-979-3776. As I said, phone lines open. It looks like I got a line or two still. If somebody wants to jump aboard, you want to talk about your reaction to the Mariners last night. You want to talk about just the opening day in general in the season. You want to talk about Michael Penix as a potential number 16 pick and what he accomplished yesterday, or what you would like the Seahawks to do there at number 16. Kraken, who are kind of lost eight straight, now have won a couple, and I'm getting some of the young guys out there. So as I said, open to you guys. Let's do it. 866-979-3776. Starting with Cameron, Tri-Cities. What's up, Cameron?
So, long-time listener, first-time caller. Just want to ask you a little bit here. You know, I'm at the game last night watching some of the defense out there, and the first thing that comes to mind is the potential of maybe Ryan Bliss or Cole Young later into the spring here. Do you think they have any potential to help out this defense, or is it maybe just a little bit of an overreaction?
Yeah. So first of all, yes, it's an overreaction to one game, but I do think the defense is going to be a question. Second, I don't think Ryan Bliss, I think his biggest question mark right now is his defense. So I don't know that bringing Ryan Bliss up is going to significantly help that problem. And as for Cole Young, yeah, I don't know enough about him as a defensive player, but he's just so young, man. You may see him August, September, something like that. Maybe if his season goes like incredibly well. But I think to bring him up right now would be to do his development a huge disservice. All right.
Yeah, I got you a little bit on that. Yeah, appreciate it.
Hey, I got you, man. Thanks for calling in. First time ever. I love it. Long time listener, first time caller from the Tri-Cities. Love that.
Long time, first time.
You can't go that far after one baseball game. That would be a tremendous overreaction. But could we see Ryan Bliss at some point this year? Yeah, absolutely. Could we end up, is third base still a major question mark? Yeah. Did anything happen yesterday to make you feel differently about it? No.
I mean, is it good maybe that the thing happened immediately? It's a wake-up call? And it's like, hey.
That's what I was saying earlier. It could be a little wake-up call. Chance to address it and be like, hey, guys.
This is the real season now.
Yeah, you can't do this.
Yeah.
Defense got to be a lot sharper than it looked yesterday. 866-979-3776. All right, let's go to Scott in Redmond. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning and happy Easter to everybody. So what I'm kind of thinking or hoping that we never know what the Seahawks are going to do, trade back or trade. But I hope in all the mock drafts or what I've listened to got us taking the tackle from the University of Washington, moving him to guard, which I think would be a great pick because we haven't hit on a lot of good picks that we should have had. You know, Rashard Penny didn't work out. L.J. Collier wasn't that good. Malik McDowell, you could see D. Estridge. And I was really surprised that we even signed Taylor. But if you take the kid from Washington, move him into guard, then you got insurance for a tackle. You already signed Fant. And you drafted a center last year that from Michigan that didn't he check all the boxes? Didn't he win every award there was to a win? So he's obviously there's some talent there. But if you go back, our best offensive line was Jones, Hutchinson, Toback, Grant, and Locklear, and Sean Alexander ran wild, and we controlled the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if we want to keep our defense off the field, time of possession, we were usually down 10 minutes a game.
There's no doubt, Scott. I mean, there's no doubt. Appreciate the phone call, man. And, there's no doubt. They need help in the offensive line. No doubt at all. If they end up drafting Faltano, be psyched. Be psyched.
Yep.
It's Brock's number one guy. It's the one he loves, and for good reason, a meanness, a nastiness, a physicality, a size and strength ability to play either guard or tackle, athleticism. Dude's got it all. So if they go in that direction, you won't hear a single whisper of disappointment from this show. I can tell you that. And, you know, I played you that sound yesterday from Jim Harbaugh because I thought it was really important what he talked about. Let me play this for you again. This one's for you, Scott, because I think listening to Harbaugh explain the importance of that position is exactly the reason why I wanted the Seahawks to bring him in to be the head coach to begin with. And oh, by the way, the guy they got comes from the Harbaugh tree, worked for both Jim and John. So I would think he's got a similar philosophy to this.
The offensive line to me is important. I mean, if I asked you the question of like what position group depends on no other position group to be good, but every other position group depends on them to be good, you know, what position group is that? Offensive line. They're not relying on any other position group to be good. They go out and they're good. But yet every other position group relies on the offensive line to be good. And then the D-line, they'll be the ones that argue back, we don't need the offensive line to be good. Do you? Do you like when the offense has a 12-play drive?
That's the philosophy that I'm looking for. That's the philosophy that I would love for the Seahawks to continue to take. So kudos to Harbaugh. And yeah, Scott, I think we're on the same page on that one. 866-979-3776. I got a bunch more calls. I got some texts in as well. What do you mean you can't call people up? What about Woo? Well, I don't think I'm saying you can't call people up. They can absolutely call guys up over the course of the year, but I'm saying I don't think Cole Young is ready, and I don't think that Ryan Bliss is going to solve that problem.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I don't think you need to do it after one day. All of those are true at the same time. You can call people up. They will call people up. Ryan Bliss probably will play this year. Cole Young might play at some point this year. I don't think it's something you need to do this week. 866.
I mean, if you're worried about defense, Ryan Bliss had quite a few errors during spring training.
That's not the strength of his game right now. That is not the strength of his game. 866-979-3776. Let me go to Jake in Sumner. Good morning, Jake. What's up?
Salk, what's up? This is Jake from Sumnertown, USA. I was at the game last night. How about a breath of fresh air at second base coming out of some seasons
with, you know, Adam Frazier, Colton Wong. We got Polanco out there. Imagine a first inning in which that umpire pulls his head out and walks JP mm-hmm. at that first at-bat. Julio knocks his double. Polanco comes in. He's like, you know, getting a couple of ribbies, and we're talking about a whole different opening day. Man, that is so exciting to me that it lengthens our lineup in such a way that puts a guy like Haniger, like, you know, fifth, sixth, and then pushes a drive-lined Ty France to eight.
Mm-hmm.
Man, we could have the best second baseman in the AL West. Shout out Jose Altuve. If this guy can hit the way he has. And then he made an amazing play at defense. He had a diving stop that didn't turn into a double play, but that he flipped and got the force out at second and kind of put a damper on some of the offense there from the Red Sox. So exciting, man. I cannot wait to see what he does in the middle of the lineup. And, man, between left field and second base always being a black hole for the Mariners. Man, outside of, you know, Canzone's blunder out there in left field, letting that ball get to the wall, like, that could be an area of redemption for the M's, man. It could be a bigger deal than a lot of people are talking about right now.
Well, we'll see. Yeah, I appreciate the phone call, and thanks for jumping into it there. Polanco is certainly a fun player. I mean, you know, I think what you like about him and what he brings is some of that veteran leadership, some of that ability to grind through an at-bat late in the game against a good reliever. He's not going to be overwhelmed by one of the relievers who comes in to kind of get him out, and that's important. Like, that's a skill. And putting him behind Julio and letting Julio feel as if he doesn't have to do it himself. Those are big things, right? Julio did have a chance last night, right? Ninth inning, Julio leads it off, right? Opportunity, or maybe that was the eighth inning, excuse me. Eighth inning, Julio kind of leads it off. Opportunity there and, you know, kind of strikes out. And those are the moments where I think Julio can be an all-star. And I'm not mad because he didn't have a big hit in that big moment last night. But those are the moments that you're going to need him to start coming through a little bit more often, looking to take it the other way, looking to just get on base, looking to just start the rally, because he's the number two hitter in that spot. And you're down two, you're chasing a couple, a home run doesn't matter. Your opportunity there to just get things going. I'm not criticizing Julio. I'm not telling you he's the reason they lost that game last night. I want to be clear, because I know every time I mention Julio's name and don't immediately afterwards say he's perfect, that there's a group of people that get upset. Julio's awesome. I think he's going to be the MVP of the American League this year. But in order to do that, you've got to have a lot of moments where you do come up big, like last night. So excited for more of him, man. He's going to keep learning. He's going to keep getting better. And, I think the sky's the limit, obviously.
Was there anybody that yesterday when you saw him come to the plate that you just said, I got a good feeling? I got a good feeling. Does that happen to you in general, or is it just a because I want have it so last badly night. To manifest it?
I didn't have it last night, Justin, but because I was kind of running around talking to people, I didn't have eyes on every moment of every game. I'll be honest, I prefer to watch a game at home. I love watching games on TV. I feel most comfortable, like I see everything best watching it on TV as opposed to watching it in the stadium. I love the energy in the ballpark. I love the feeling of being there and sort of what that's like. But in terms of really getting a sense to like each moment of the game, I just always feel like I see it so much better at home.
Yeah, I get that. I mean, I'm that way with football. Like, and I go to a lot of those games. I'm like, this sport is just built for TV.
Right.
Like, it's just not an in-person game. Like,
right.
The plays are 3 seconds. You have to see slow-mo replays to understand anything. Those are lost to you. You're texting your friends. Was that a legit call? Like, because you don't quite
can't
know.
Say anything.
Yeah, you can't see anything. And I don't know. Last night, the reason I asked, because every time Ty France came up, I'm just like, I'm just so on board with the Ty France redemption tour.
And he hit the ball hard a couple of times, right? I mean, they barreled one up to right field, unfortunately, you know, right at him. But yeah, Ty had a couple of good at-bats last night, and hopefully that's going to translate. Remember, process over results, at least to start, right? If the process is good, the results should follow.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, man. All right. Well, good phone calls today, everybody. I appreciate those. It's nice to kind of just... you know, reflect on what we all had an opportunity to see last night. Salk's blaming Julio again. Yes, of course.
why do you hate Julio?
Why do I hate Julio? That's a good point. I saw somebody earlier suggesting that they should be benching Canzone after last night. I don't think that's going to happen. In fact, I think that's a good opportunity for Scott to say, hey, here's a little learning experience. Go back out there and get him. He may not be in the lineup tonight. Right. I mean, you may see Luke Raley, because I think those guys are both going to play quite a bit to start. And it may be an opportunity for him to sort of reflect on a tough night, 0-for-2 with a blunder in left field.
People often, it's easier to forget that, like, it's opening day. Everybody's throwing their aces. So, like, you're going to see the best stuff on opening day versus these guys. So some of those first few at-bats through a lineup may not look amazing until they really finally get a groove in.
But they're going to need to do it.
Absolutely.
I mean, you threw your ace and unfortunately gave up 6 runs in the game. So, nice first start. Mariners are going to need to do a lot more than what we saw from them last night. All right. We have so many good ranking things today that I want to make sure we have enough time for it. So we're going to start a minute early.
I mean, Maura's involved in this, too. I don't know Maura's.
Play it. Let's go.
Well, there was a listener involved.
Time to rank.
I roll.
Got a list? Time to put it in order.
Fred Dwanfor's house. Top five meals that I have ever had.
This is Ranked.
To be honest, that list was really biased.
Every morning at 9:45 on Brock and Salk.
Top 10 list. I'm not buying that.
Ranked.
All right, well, with the return of Nelson Cruz last night, the boomstick, we realized that we hadn't ranked booms. Booms ranked.
And we had actually, I told you, we'd actually gotten this suggestion from a listener that reached out to me on Instagram named Carter.
Yeah, shout out Carter. Today's his birthday, too.
Really? Oh. Happy birthday, Carter.
And
what a birthday
present. Suggested it because they have a puppy, a golden doodle Aussie border collie mix named Boomer.
Named Boomer.
All right. Well, booms ranked today. I mean, you got the boom on a boat, right? Isn't that part of a boat?
It is.
I don't really know what it is, but I know it's on the boat. I know it does something.
I was thinking that was actually going to be part of like a song. Like you got the boom on the boat.
No, is the boom the thing that like swings across
sailing,
and can knock you over if you're not paying attention?
Yeah, it's
you
got to
be careful of that thing, man. That thing will get you.
I always thought that said something.
Yeah.
What does it say? Boom, boom, boom. What is it?
We're about to say wayo.
Okay.
I hope that's what they're saying.
I mean, I've always wondered. I've never known.
I'm assuming that's what it is.
Not top five boom. We know that.
No. Good boom, though. They played it last night at the ballpark, which was fun.
I miss having a boom box as a kid, just putting a cassette tape in it.
Yeah.
Taking the tape out, putting a pencil in and rewinding it.
Like Radio Raheem.
I loved it.
Why do you miss that?
You miss that? You don't miss that?
I like being able to just listen to music on my phone.
There's something just great about the
Somebody had one of those tweets the other day of a picture of like kids will never understand the horror of like when the tape machine something would eat your tape. It was the worst, man.
There was
nothing worse than this cassette that you loved got eaten by your boombox.
Or your CD gets scratched.
That was the worst. That was bad. Cecily loves this song.
Charlie XCX.
Yeah, she's good.
She's
got a couple
good
songs.
I liked her.
Big
the only one I knew.
Big in the Salt family. Yeah, you don't know Break the Rules?
Don't think so.
All right, you're missing out. There's a couple others. How about Freddie Boom Boom Cannon for some of the older folks? Yeah, that's Freddie Boom Boom Cannon.
Why was he called Boom Boom?
Don't know. Just his name. I can tell you. What is Boom Roasted? Whoa.
Roasted.
What does that mean? What's that all about?
Oh, it was an office sketch. Yeah. Michael Scott was trying to...
Basically just roasting.
He looks at Kevin and goes, I don't know if I want to make a dumb or a fat joke. Boom, roasted.
Boom,
he just
roasted.
Went through everyone.
I think there's a few in there.
There's like 3 of them in there.
Yeah.
They're all just him saying the same thing.
Boom, roasted.
Yeah, they're all just say boom, roast.
All right.
Good thing we got it 3 times.
Saved.
It was like him trying to do a roast of his employees, but there was really mean things.
Your breath stinks. Boom. Roasted.
Like that, apparently.
That show was boom or bust for me.
You guys are ridiculous. It's a great show.
Of course, you got Baby Boom with Diane Keaton. You got Here Comes the Boom, Kevin James. Sonic Boom, which is a TV series. Plus, you know, whenever you hear a sonic boom.
True. And just in general, you're right.
Eddie Murphy was in Boomerang. Sure, everybody saw that.
Don't think I saw it.
How about the Legion of Boom?
That's not going to be a top five boom?
No.
What?
Wow.
Nope. Saying it right now.
Carter, I'm sorry.
This list is out the window.
This is my birthday.
This is my punishment to Richard Sherman.
Birthday, right. Getting it back. Why not put him in the top five?
I'm getting him back. He's out of the top five.
There's other people in the Legion of Boom.
Don't care.
Oh, my God.
I'm just kidding. They probably should be a top five boom. They should probably be number one. But just on principle today, I'm saying no. As I said, I'm unpredictable. You never know where I'm going to go.
Sure, said Rebel.
Maybe you've seen Army of Darkness. If so,
this is my boomstick.
It's a good drop, but I don't think I've seen the movie.
You got to see the movie. It's the third installment of Evil Dead.
Oh, I have seen
it. At the end of Evil Dead 2, he goes back in time.
Yes.
Through the vortex.
I have.
Wakes up in the Middle Ages.
Mm-hmm.
He has his one hand, and he's got to figure it all out. He builds, like, the metal hand.
The chainsaw thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Yeah. I love that.
This is my boomstick.
Got it now.
God, I love that movie.
Surprised that is also not a top five. I'm feeling like you're way off base here.
You think so?
Next thing you're going to tell me, Boom Chicka Pop is not in the top five.
Is that the popcorn? Popcorn? That stuff's good. Boomer Sooner. Well, Rex in FX. They're in effect, and I'm the Recca. You should know. This song probably goes with that song, similar era. I'm Mr. Lover Lover. She called me Mr.
Bombastic. Friendly fantastic. Touch me on the box, she says I'm Mr. That reminds me of my cassette tape.
Romantic. That one does?
I had that song memorized.
You like that song better or...
Mr. Lover Lover?
Mr. Luva Luva. You like that song better or It Wasn't Me?
Oh, Bombastic.
It Wasn't Me gets annoying.
Yeah, It Wasn't Me is just not... It's not for me.
Just the... Like, that song has gall.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Just the gall of him to as it wasn't me. What?
Simple. Simple explanation.
That is some serious gall.
Yeah.
We got some rage.
So,
that's a good
one. Played three heaters already. That
I know.
Not in the top five.
Venga Boy's not going to make the top five. Sang that from the 80s. Boom, 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 let's go back to my room.
Boom, 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 let's go back to my room.
Gosh, 80s song. I don't think it's not was, because that's Everybody Walk the Dinosaur, but it's similar to that.
Lekakis?
Boom, 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 let's go back to my room. Yeah.
Don't know that
one. That was a big one. Got Black Eyed Peas. Boom, 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 gotta get that. Boom, 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 gotta get that. Boom, 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 gotta get that. Sounds a lot like some of the other Black Eyed Peas songs. Shocking. You got Boom Shake the Room, DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince. Boom, I Got Your Boyfriend, MC Luscious.
Yep.
You got the Boomtown Rats, band from the late 70s. Cars That Go Boom.
You have to play Cars That Go Boom?
No. I don't have it here. Boom. Sorry. I got Boomer Esiason. Boomer, I said Boomer Sooner, I think.
Yep.
Okay, okay, Boomer.
Cars That Go Boom.
All right, you ready for the top five?
Just let's see what else you're gonna miss. Are you gonna do Chris Berman?
Huh? Oh, just Boomer? Yeah. Number five.
Boom, 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 boom. Bang, 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 bang. Boom, 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 boom. Bang, 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 bang.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
ZZ Top, man. That's pretty good right
Johnny
there.
Johnny Hooker. You're right. That is the version I know more. There's a lot of them, apparently.
Of that song?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's good, though. I like that one. All right, that's number five. No, Justin, this is sort of a very... It's a very Justin list, I would say.
Well, you
this
played Rage Against the Machine, so it sounds like I'm not...
This one's number four. Well, P.O.D.
I won't lie, I love me some P.O.D.
That's a big,
I mean,
like...
that's a good song.
That's a big montage song,
yeah, that's
right?
Like, that's an arena
highlight reel.
Stadium song, for sure.
As is number three. Click, click, boom! I'm coming down on the stereo, hit me on the radio. Click, click, boom! I'm
coming down. Yep.
Right?
Yep. That was one of my very first interviews I ever did in rock radio. Wow, he was terrible.
Really?
Oh,
the guy from Saliva?
Terrible.
Who would have guessed?
Were both of those songs used for Legion of Boom?
Probably.
I mean, most of these, yeah.
How could they not be? All right, that's
Boom City. Go buy some fireworks.
Well, I don't know what that is.
Boom City?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's where you go buy fireworks.
Okay. Where?
I think it's north.
North?
No, it's Tulalip. It's
Tulalip?
Yeah. Boom City Fireworks.
That is north.
Oh, you're right. Sorry, I'm thinking of, Tulalip. Like Snohomish?
Yeah. All right, number two, Boom Ranked.
And boom goes the dynamite.
There you go. Passes to the man. That one's ahead of the Legion of Boom. What do you How do you think about that?
I mean, I think it's more recognized than... Is it?
I don't know.
You're to survey a random
and
sportsman.
And boom goes the dynamite.
Go home and watch that today.
I just remember that Daniel Tosh had him on his show for, like, he always did the redemptions at the end.
Uh-huh.
So he like, had him do a call again to try to redeem.
Well, and he did, right? Didn't he sort of, like, become somebody? Like, didn't he end up, like, kind of making it in the business or something?
I didn't follow his journey.
No?
He did. Oh, good one here from the 208. Bada bing, bada boom.
Ooh.
Fifth Element.
That is good.
Lilu. Multipass.
Well, I hope you know what number one is.
Let's see. You already played the Venga Boys, so I can't think of
it's not the, it's not the Venga Boys. No.
Amy Grant, Justin's looking
yeah,
for.
Yeah, it's like anything Amy Grant related. That's
no,
not gonna happen
no,
here.
It's none of those things. No.
You already played POD. I don't know.
You don't know what number one is? Come on, it's what started this whole thing. How could it not be our guy?
Okay, good.
Nelson Cruz.
He turns and tosses. Is line high out left center field. Two at bats. How about a couple of home runs out to the Rock Garden from Nelson Cruz?
There you go. There's just one call of many, many that are in our system. Nelson Cruz.
Appropriate. Good job.
The boomstick. Good stuff, everybody. Fun week. Hope it's a fun weekend at the ballpark. Weather's going to be great. Be nice to see come back here, see the Mariners 3-1. When we get going on Monday, stick around for Bump and Stacy. They are coming up next. We will be back Monday at 6 a.m. Until then, the hay is in the barn. See you, everybody. Get to the chopper!
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.